Now that its attack mode has been done, but does it still talk?
Yeah.
Does it say, like, you know, whatever the space part equivalent of kibbles and bits?
Okay, so I hit it with the sensors. I didn't fuck up, and I only got a 5.
You only got a 5.
By hitting that range
above. Okay, so you draw it out, point it.
Yep.
Now we want it.
Says, excuse me, I definitely need kill. Preserve.
Kill!
Uh-oh, it's just the K-word.
I'm a preserve. Ah!
Found you out there. Wrong answer. Okay. We call it that, it has no concept of this thing, right? Not at all.
Not really.
That's not
your hate. How about the very high energy that it doesn't scan for?
It
does it
just doesn't thing? Register it at all.
I actually don't know that would kill it, but there's a good chance. The wandering inside.
You don't have to say wild eye. Just say you're going to kill it.
Oh yeah,
we're
prove
gonna
it.
Make it so you can never suck energy or preserve life again.
And we're going to give you a lot of energy really soon.
Bring it on, he says.
Let's rock. Boy. All right, time for a sensor. He does fire.
Don't you want to threaten it first? We just did. It just did
it. It was like, wait.
Okay, let me try. I don't think it'll work anyway. But if you don't give up... the people you, the Romulans and us, then we'll destroy you so you'll never fulfill your purpose, and then your owners will be really sad. Your builders will be sickened by your lack of confidence. Unless you give up.
Sickened, eh? That's a good word.
Well, say duh.
Yeah, that's pretty much most of that one over it
says. I'll tell it it's broken and it needs to be fixed.
Broken 5.
Nope, broken.
5.
Stupid thing. I shoot it with a big boat under me.
Do we want to tell the actual captain that we're going to blow it up first?
Oh, hey, you already set it off.
Boom. You blow up a chunk of it.
Is this small enough to be contained now?
Now there are two chunks following us?
No. You blow up like a hole in it. It kind of fills up after a little bit.
It'll let, has to go less mass.
Yeah, you get a little screech and it speeds up.
It speeds up?
Yeah.
How fast it go now?
It's still a pulse.
How big is it?
It's a little smaller.
How much smaller?
How much faster?
I don't know. You took out a couple hundred cubic meters.
How much smaller?
Is there less mass?
I don't know. Tens of a percent.
A tenth of a percent.
I think we need to rig a special photon torpedo. Like a real antimatter torpedo.
Why don't you communicate with it now? You like that, baby?
You want some more of that, huh? You want some of this?
Yeah. Yeah, talk again. No, give it up.
Scan for antimatter in the general vicinity. Let's see if the core of the Romulan warbird is still around.
Alright.
We got more of that. Where that came from?
Wow, cool.
I rock.
You roll like a 15?
No, 13. I can't go any higher than 13, man.
And you can add to it.
I think you already did.
No.
You still got points?
I got 2 points. Crap. I have seen my first point. Fuck it, man. That's what I need all the time. 15!
Nope, 7. But you're sure.
Actually, what are you scanning for? Just want to make sure. There is actually, God, hold up. Very, wow. Well, yeah, there's an antimatter crate. I mean, source.
Inside?
I mean, like, off.
In orbit someplace, I presume?
Yeah. Like, I mean, off in the middle of nowhere. Well,
like where the Romulan ship used to be.
Sort of. I mean, you know, probably drifted for a couple hundred years.
Take it there.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we bump into anything when we get over there?
There is the remains of a rompers ship.
We can't see it.
Is the the core still there?
There's a big hole in it.
Has it been?
But the warp engine, well, it doesn't have a warp engine. It's got an antimatter reactor.
Ah! Shoot that thing.
It's still putting out a little bit of power.
We shoot that thing. Make a chain reaction. And if we put our warp engine in there, we might just do the trick.
No.
That means we have to sacrifice ourselves. But I think it's worth it.
we're the main crew now. Somebody else do it.
Figures we'd find the warbird now. Do we want to trick the thing back to getting down to the planet and then just get looking over this warbird?
Well, we can zip around much faster than it, can't we?
Oh, yeah.
What happens if we zip around too far? It starts going to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But that gives us a couple hours.
Yeah. Can we get a tractor beam on the warbird?
I'd love to go down there. I'm the security.
Away team.
Pretty old. You could probably get a tractor beam. I mean, depends how fast you're pulling.
It's not like it's decaying. Sitting in space. It's probably pretty pristine.
Well, it suffered a couple of big explosions, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there's some structural damage, so.
Yeah. But the 200-year part shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But the blown-up part, that should matter.
Well, intensely scan the warbird as we go past.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything decays. Well, everything in the presence of solar radiation decays. It's kind of far out, but it'll slow the decay a little bit.
Jump.
What are you trying to do?
I'm going to scan the long board. We don't know everything we need to know from the Obama, but we could get on that.
It's got like a trace amount of in.
What the hell is that? What is that?
Trace amount of what?
Trace amount of antimatter left in the reactor.
Should be more than trace. A little bit goes a long way.
Yeah, a little bit goes a long way. It probably could go off for another decade with what it's got left. That's pretty much it, though.
When it blew up, was the explosion as a result of the antimatter?
No, it was the cloaking device explosion.
So if we
pretty much
remaining antimatter.
Cloaking device explodes, flash fires everybody.
Can we rig a photon torpedo to cause a chain reaction?
Just the whole of it.
But antimatter that's left in the bird of prey. More than the amount of antimatter that's in any one torpedo, or let's say every 1,000 torpedoes.
Yeah.
So
there's a couple hundred torpedoes worth of antimatter.
Oh, just a couple hundred.
Yeah.
We need 1,000 to kill it. For the percentage of
the more you put in one place, the cumulative total gets bigger.
Certain extent, yeah.
So we're using antimatter that's in that baby and take it out.
Let's just ask the computer. The computer knows this stuff great.
Right.
The amount in there.
Right.
According to the amount of damage you did to that cloud, it's a bit quite apart. Because that amount of antimatter blow it up.
You still need.
Do it in Magellan.
Need about twice as much.
Twice as much. We need to rig something. We need to rig something that'll cause a chain reaction.
Well,
I know it.
Look, I've got a teaspoon. I'll go and get our
enzyme. Carry it over.
All we need to do.
Get me on a trolley.
All we need to do.
I'll hold it real still.
All we need to do is just teleport our warp engine.
Yeah, I think
you did the whole warp engine.
Oh, okay. Well, do we have any other antimatter source?
Well, just what's in the warp engine.
Again and see
just the warp engine.
Yeah, how'd you like that, baby?
I mean, you just came out of space dock, like, I don't know, 6 months ago, so you're full up on antimatter.
Full up. Yeah.
Well, I can control stuff and stick on the girls and ran out.
You got enough for, like, you know, 100 years.
All right.
So, what does it think to be a shot?
That's
what?
Does it recognize to do a shot? Does it care?
It recognize that there is something that should be eaten quickly.
Do know. Can we get some of our antimatter into that ship's antimatter?
Well, we need to just...
A portable antimatter containment field.
Yeah, you can spare it over.
Yeah, there you go.
We just,
Me and Wu can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Start quick. Before it gets here.
You can do anything.
Well, whoever can lead it around in a circle for, an hour and a half while Wu and I do this. It's not smart.
Yeah, all we need is fire a torpedo into it periodically. It'll keep following us.
Okay. You two take some antimatter?
Yeah, let's take a scoop of antimatter.
No. You should really gotta do it! How else are you gonna blow it up?
Exactly.
I'm accountable for every piece of equipment we use.
It's for the greater good.
A saran wrap on top of the spoon so it doesn't leak out.
Well, that's a good idea. Good thinking.
Captain.
Huh? What do you think?
It's our own. Is there any way we could do something along the lines of create an artificial wormhole or an artificial black hole?
Wow. Artificial black hole.
That's even harder, I think.
It's got to collapse its arm,
man. Because all I want to do is collapse this thing and get it small enough to actually put
artificial
it
in a black hole. That would be really hard, I would think. Otherwise, someone would have done it and traveling would be much easier.
All we need is a wheelbarrow and a bunch of saran wrap.
If only we had a Holocaust club.
Creating an artificial black hole is pretty hard. Ron would do it, actually, with a current ship.
Holy crap.
The current ships use very small black holes for power.
Gravity wells. Back to those beams.
A yard chain. That's a quality barrel.
So...
You just had that one on recently.
Really?
Yeah. Now that's a quality barrel.
Why didn't you list that in there? Asset?
So.
Nope. You carry it over?
We should at least get a look over there.
Awaiting.
If that bad, we drop back to the planet and leave it be.
That's not an option.
It's not really an option.
It's an option, but we probably won't take it.
Okay, well, it was an option for you earlier. So you want to go? Well, you want to go to destroying it, right? Destroy it. I think
we figured out it has our souls.
And that's a bad thing.
You hate that.
Since we can't convince it to do otherwise or go elsewhere.
Yeah?
Well, that arsehole is a bad. That's wrong. Those arseholes are all right.
What's wrong, man?
Yeah. You are the enemy.
They had a full life.
Well, it's a nexus, man. I really like the idea of Kirk still being around.
Well, but if it just was able to eat their souls through some sort of crazy...
Freak accident.
And that is better than it just can go around gobbling everyone's souls that comes across for the next, 10 millennia.
Serves them right. We're an experimental cooking device. Idiot. That's what I think.
Yeah, but you know better than a test experimental equipment next to hungry energy.
Yeah, jeez.
Well, what's the word?
Good word. Good word, Captain.
There's a. Do you ever watch news radio?
Yeah.
Prepare the ball.
One time somebody asked Mr. James, what's the word? And he said something.
The bird?
The bird is the word?
No, okay. Yeah.
This is a culture reference. Yeah. To college.
Yeah.
I would never know.
We watch TV. TV's good.
Evil. I don't have one. I won't.
You walk one. You can't afford it. You know you want one.
You know it.
Right, so don't watch TV.
What's the word?
What's the word, Captain?
Say the word.
Well, and the cannons?
We either blow it up or we put it back where it was.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Because it doesn't seem to willingly want to let people go, and I can't think of a way to pull them out.
It's not so much as not, well, it does, well, you don't even know if it can let them go.
That's true.
But it doesn't, that doesn't have the concept that they're suffering.
Right.
As far as it knows. I already did my job.
So, we can't really reason with it, we can't really convince it to go elsewhere, we can't convince it to stay on that kind of tree. And so I think if it does, it's a clear threat to the mine colony.
Anybody else agree?
Yeah.
I think you're wrong. Could be led somewhere else.
That's totally off. What are you thinking?
But, I mean, you're still just whatever, leaving a loaded gun randomly around.
This is big. We could leave the line around anywhere.
Big, it's also a stupid gun.
Big Entian code.
Whoever that was that said it was better than Data,
they're full of crap.
It's a dumb, dumb gun.
You're leaving it around. And it doesn't decay, this gun. It fires big, gnarly bullets.
It does more than not decay.
And no safety.
Gross.
God.
It may eventually die, though. Mm-hmm. On its own.
Your way mission.
Take a spoonful of
sugar and make that missing go down.
And go to that other ship and then recover some really ancient Romulan things. And then set up an antimatter explosion.
Shola?
Well, what's the word?
Bird,
come on.
I'll go over with him if you want. Supervise.
Hey, let's go.
I wonder if we could leave this thing into, like, I don't know, farther away from the sun. It'll be cold enough for hydrogen and helium to liquefy. All the heavy stuff.
No way my thumb could slip off and enough to kill
it. It goes too slow.
It'll take us months.
Mm-hmm.
Take us months to get out there.
It's stupid.
I was totally with you. It turned out to be stupid.
It's like, I got a
I know, let's take down the spaceship for 3 years while we lead around the chicken.
I was right there with you when I thought it was super intelligent, but like a real find for the galaxy.
now that it, you know, can't wipe itself. And it has my personal soul.
I don't really know what that whole microphone whole thing. It is. It just does mean it's hell. It's hell. We destroy hell. That's it.
It could be heaven.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not heaven. You're all being tortured.
Kicking around with large quantities of antimatter, we should probably talk to the captain of the ship.
You just might be upset.
Well, the last time I was in charge, I bothered the captain twice, and both times pretty much said, "You bothering me more." You know, bigger issues than this. There were, you know, people involved.
Okay,
but you know, whatever, man.
He's just trying to get in trouble because he had a bad encounter.
That was a fine encounter. It worked out perfect.
Yeah, as soon as you left the bridge and put me in charge, everything worked out great.
Send her a voicemail.
Okay. It is.
It's me again.
I'm going to take Samantha better. The security guy.
Sign for it. Just sign for it.
I'm going to take Samantha better.
Ensure that energy isn't either created nor destroyed.
Okay. Well, I think if we're going to start digging around with this large amount of proton torpedoes and the antimatter and crap, we're going to have to call the real captain and say, hey, this is what we're doing.
Just send her a voicemail.
Just in case I might be violating some Federation directive.
Keep her in the loop.
Yeah, let's check with law. Is there any law against this?
Taking antimatter?
In order to destroy a chicken brain.
Space fart.
Space fart. Dangerous chicken brain.
Well, everybody can roll Federation law.
Maybe I got 2 points in that.
I got an 8. Hey, I do remember the space part.
Precedent of
Romulus
9.
6.
I've got 9, 8.
I believe it lets something, something smelt it, built it.
Well, using it as a manager of choice is not really against the law. Well, not for Starfleet.
Right on.
Yeah, we rule.
Now I know
why
it's going.
You should be careful about doing it on a planet, you know, where you can rip off the atmosphere. That kind of stuff.
But no problem.
Just because it's a big explosion.
No problem.
But really, it doesn't create a black hole or anything.
Well,
enough of it.
Oh yeah, but you have to blow up more than just the starship.
She can bring space part.
Space part, Kane.
That's a different matter.
Scooby Doo in the episode of the chicken.
the
king.
What about the Federation law as regards to finding a girl with on your own space craft?
Just like everything else.
It's kind of a,
It'll be
really
become Federation from
like that. Comes out of your pay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's kind of a
fire hatch.
Okay.
How Garfield feel about
this? I feel warm.
Oh, I feel so warm.
I mean, it's the kind of thing that people would probably want just for historical purposes.
Forget why he did it, but he did put a piece of paper on it, and it did catch fire.
No, I wasn't near the house.
That's not for me.
You still have gamers?
Yeah, the
base
part still
skin. We've been arguing over an hour with a destroyed little chicken around.
Well, I'm just going to
eject that the Romulan warbirds work for.
We have
remotely.
We have remotely.
Well, if we go rig it, perhaps. But then what?
You're trying to be worried about blowing up the Romulan ship?
A little.
Oh, well, we could probably avoid that.
Teleport,
I mean,
teleport
out.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, it's good. And it's a
200-year-old
Romulan ship. We'll grab the good crap anyway.
We're going to go over and
loot
it and rig it up
and
blow.
Get
it out. Surgical
maneuver. I'm wearing Romulan underwear.
You have a Romulan underwear. Cut off a 200-year-old
warp. Can we beam the antimatter dress?
That's all right, man. It's got sentimental value.
It's a bad idea to be in that time to transport it.
That's what you have the little containers for. These gigs.
Yeah. Usually do it by hand.
There's a little container for antimatter?
Yeah. Oh. And it glows.
That's smart. Don't leave a crack.
The radiation's bad.
What's the word?
Mom's the word.
Chicken bird?
We're going over, right? We'll start to load up the shuttle.
Open the top, boys.
Am I fairly certain that if we load the warbird up with the proton torpedo, that the warp core will go with it?
We can rig it to do that. Sure.
Yes.
Well,
if you destroy the, well, even the whole warbird?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take apart my RC car. Make sure the warp core is the only thing that blows up. Well, no, I mean inside the warbird, but...
No, you have to hit it with several... Well, you'd have to hit it with several photon torpedoes to make sure that the core blows up.
Right. But, I mean, you know, we can always make a switch in it that just blows
That's
up.
True.
So we don't have to shoot our valuable torpedoes.
What do you think?
Right. When you hit the little button to make your car go in reverse.
Nice, huh?
Wow. Reverse goes up.
How about this one?
What are you putting, making that to cover up?
I don't know. It's not long enough, I'll tell you that.
It is multicolored.
I want to move to my
tower?
Alright. Away team.
Alright. Alright.
Me,
I don't think he pointed at you, dude.
Now we can go.
Can you drive the shuttle, Luke?
Yes, I have shuttle.
Oh, there you go. I
got shuttle operator.
So what do you take with you?
I think I got land car. one of the suitcases with the... He just okayed the mission.
Captain?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we're
well,
taking
our... So we haven't talked to the actual captain?
No. Nope.
What is it?
All right. It's our mission.
Oh, leave her a voicemail.
Okay.
Or, at least we're giving her a report.
I know you don't like to be bothered, but...
Here's what we're going to do.
Just so you know. Yeah, we'll take one of the suitcases with antimatter, a couple of duffel bags.
Sleeping bag? Oh, no.
What? Some sort of a device that'll...
You know, can they eject warp core like normal ships can?
I don't know.
Maybe you can, you know, put the extra antimatter into it, pop warp core out, and then you can still salvage the entire ship for historical reasons.
Yeah. If you can do that, cool. Okay.
You want to eject the warp core?
I mean,
okay, when we get over there, we'll look at the structure of the ship and see if it could be towed.
Alright.
Make structural engineering.
I have that.
Yeah!
Can I assume?
Yep.
Wow. Can I go just to look around?
No.
Wouldn't
let me go.
When I'm in command, I will be as mean as you.
Your mission is going to be to screw Dirty Ricky. Your only mission.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Yeah, you should be able to track.
You know, you can go if you want. I want to grab
my and impulse speed.
Cool.
Impulse.
Probably won't survive warp.
Oh, that would take forever. All
right.
Well, we could tow it to that planet. Yep. We got 2 billion people on it.
Surely one of those engineers that can.
They probably got a museum. One of the 2,000 billion.
No, they all mine it.
Yeah, the whole planet is just at the moment, all the way to the core.
Yeah, so you want to try to save it?
Yes.
All right.
So you want to be a cowboy.
All righty.
So
then.
That means we can't take, you know, souvenirs.
Damn it.
Oh, you can always take souvenirs.
A couple small ones.
Well, no, now it would be dishonest. If we were going to blow up the thing, I would have been, you know, taking all sorts of souvenirs and stuff.
So you thought you were taking the stuff for yourself?
Totally.
Oh.
But now that the thing's going to get blown up, that would be wrong.
Sure.
Or not going to get blown up, that's what I meant. That would be wrong.
Wrong. Got it.
Well. Okay. Well, I still want to go again. We'll rig it up. I guess we should rig it up together, huh?
Sure.
Okay.
It'll be a team exercise.
Yeah. The two of you...
We say hut frequently.
Warp engineering. Propulsion engineering, warp.
That's my specialty.
Is it?
Yeah.
Both roll. I'd like to see a 13.
As would we.
13, eh?
So you guys collaborating? Yeah.
We
could, yeah.
So we're both rolling and then take charge.
Are you multitasking?
Oh,
yeah, it was Jen's character that
no,
had
I,
the bonus for
right. Oh, yeah, I don't have a bonus.
I don't think I have.
Oh. Oh, I do have
a bowling special ability.
Come on.
It's just logic, yeah.
Dang it! Six is in the wrong spot. I have a.
What I got, two?
Seven, eight, 11.
I got a 10.
12, right? Plus
one. Oh, yeah, plus one. 11.
I have 12. I can make it 13.
I think that'd be a good idea.
I just nailed it.
I haven't used any of it either.
I'll use 1 point, sure.
Alright. You rig it.
There you go.
Open the blow them up. Easy enough to eject it, you know. You put the extra antimatter in.
Look at that. That's, you know, 200 lower years old, I say. I point this out. Wouldn't that look sweet, Mike Evans?
Wow, real Rama the Sword.
Yeah. Damn. I'm going to save the whole ship.
Great, now I'm even farther in the doghouse.
Well, I was thinking the whole thing. I was just happy until we finally got a decision. No, I didn't want to say anything else.
Now I'm the psychic hippie girl that deprived him of souvenirs.
You know, that's about right. Crystal probably wanted souvenirs too. So I pissed her off again.
Oh, man. Huh? All right.
No, not Crystal. Catherine?
Oh, you're my rival.
Katrina, right. Look, Katrina probably wanted souvenirs too. And just
she's not on this mission.
She's on the boat.
We should.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
She's on another ship.
We should look around, I guess.
She's on another ship?
Are there?
Yeah. Oh, I thought
another ship.
Oh, shit.
Hey, let's take the things out of the computer.
They have their own adventure.
Not nearly as exciting as ours.
You're on shower. Just turn off the shield. Yeah.
You can't even feel the ship, you know, shaking around. Oh, okay. Hit after hit.
Hey, let's take the computer stuff out of this ship. So if it breaks up,
so the next mission starts as we're just pulling out of the repair dock, recovering from the battle that happened while we weren't on shift.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't even know. The secret that nobody knows is the captain never is on shift. Just three ships of pinheads.
Captain's on a working holiday.
Yeah, whatever. Everybody,
you're in charge. Don't bother me.
Let's grab the computer, you know, the main memory banks or whatever out of the computer, so in case it breaks up, we don't lose all that computer stuff. Okay. Let's grab, whatever.
All of it.
Fill our bags full of knickknacks, too.
All right.
Okay. If you accidentally leave it in there, it's not really feeling it.
No. It's not being blown up. I just have to return it all. But this thing might split apart. I'm not a structural engineer.
I am.
I just play one on TV. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, my guess is it will.
All that stuff.
Now, what you got to do is find the 200-year-old Romulan ale.
Yeah,
containment.
There
you go. Containment. That's
Chris.
Rick's got a strap on device.
He'd be licking between Dave's toes for sure.
Oh, that's no good.
You broke it.
Ouch.
That was a really disturbing image.
Dave's planner's work. Okay, so we will pick up the things that look like they are of, you know, whatever, value, big cultural significance,
mm-hmm.
any of that kind of shit that we can grab, you know, fairly easily.
Okay.
You know, hit the, whatever, big strategy room, the captain's quarters, the first officer.
Okay. You just grab a bunch of stuff.
You know,
it's probably not important, but if it is, I'll make the roll later.
Yeah. And then the main memory banks.
Okay.
And we'll stick that in our duffel bags, and I'll make a big sigh. We'll try to get 200-year-old Romulan ale.
Oh, yeah.
Did the captain let us drink some of that?
Nope. Pick up by it. Right.
Okay.
Dang it. What's the point? Let's go back.
No shit. No, it's for Romulan ale. See little after images of people.
I can just scan this anything, right? Anytime, so I scan it for Rob the Rail.
Don't worry. Make a roll.
It's gotta be something left over.
Somebody okay. Blocker. Yeah, so we'll do this. We'll rig up the thing to blow.
Roll that 15.
And then that's it.
15 anywhere.
Alright, we'll head on back.
Okay.
I lose.
Get back.
Here's what we can find.
Some underwear.
Look at this. It's so fucking cool.
Look at this stuff.
It's the coolest thing ever.
know what you guys do.
If I was in engineering, I bet I could have all this crap.
Retire. We've obviously hit our peak.
Well, I guess we're going to lead it over the... Well, we can eject the warp core.
We lead it over the ejected warp core and then try to
blow it up.
Yeah. Our first one torpedo set.
I don't think we need to do that anymore. We just hit a button and it blows up.
Yeah, they get the big points.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
That's simple enough to do. You do that, it blows up.
Fire in the hole.
Yeah.
See if the Romulans are out cheering.
Romulans still around?
They're
attacking us.
You get out. Eat one.
tune in while the explosion's going on and see if they're
like... This will be a good idea.
Your genitals being ripped from your body.
Turns out we're wrong.
My net is orbiting back.
Okay.
Actually, I'll while we're leading it over to the warp core, I'll go talk to the Romulans and saying, you know,
here you come.
Here you come.
Okay. So after it blows up, God, this is freaking corny. Okay, I'll just read it. A phantasm.
Can you use his voice?
No, wait. A phantasm of the original Romulan crew will manifest on the ship. Your ship. Commander Cadius will silently salute the ship's captain, and they will fade to the great beyond. Romulan salute.
Baseball salute.
Yeah.
Romulus, right here. Confederation, right here. That's what we need. Another rousing success.
I have to know, how the hell could we keep this thing alive?
I'm not too sure, because the adventure was not designed to do that.
Yes. And you know, Cameron's pretty damn inflexible about something.
Well, you could have come up with something really brilliant, but...
No, not us.
Basically, it was basically you would have had to come up with something that Kevin thought was clever enough.
Yeah, clever enough to actually work. The things you were coming up were, you know, I can see how I can see that it would, you know, if the
thing were
smart. If the author would had, you know.